civilians caught in frequent exchange of fire between India and Pakistan across the border in Kashmir region. Frequent shelling between Indian and Pakistani forces along the frontiers in Kashmir have badly affected the lives of civilians. There is hardly any village in the upper reaches of Kargil which does not bear a telltale sign of shelling. Houses, school or hospital buildings have either been partially damaged or have gaping bullet holes. Karan Singh, principal of Suru Valley Public School, said the government constructed one bunker in the school after firing became intense last year, but he said the bunker is inadequate for a school of 400 students.
Shelling to hoti hai. Ab itna baat hai ki shelling hote hi main jahan tak ho sakta apne school ke bachchon ko chutti kar deta hu taki wo in time mein hi apne gharon mein pahunch jaye, jo jinka ghar dur hai. या तो उनको अपने घर पर अपने स्कूल में ही रखता हूँ जब तक कि उनके कोई पेरेंट्स आकर ना ले, या उनको अपने गाड़ी में चढ़ाकर बसों में बिठाकर ताकि अपने जगह पर आराम से पहुंच जाए. आज इतना ही कर सकता हूँ. शेलिंग तो होती है, खौफ है बच्चों में, डर है, होता रहता है कभी कभी, आमतौर भी होता रहता है, चलता रहता है. ये तो खासकर आजकल एग्जाम के दिनों में भी होता है, जिसका बड़ा मुश्किल पड़ जाता है.
Said Murtaza was hit by a shell from across the border in 1997 when he was in the school. The scar on his face is still visible. He says many students have dropped out of school in fear. Fifty-year-old Muhammad Ali walks with the help of an artificial leg. He was hit 3 years ago while coming back from office.
Itina mama pangazika ngayong sinitanang ika pangunja.
Troops of the nuclear rivals, massed on the border since December last, have exchanged heavy fire this week, despite an announcement that they would soon be pulled back, easing tension that nearly triggered war earlier this year. Poonam Dagar, ANI.